Can you kind of take a step back and provide an overview of what we know about the use of genomic assays in early breast cancer, and including the use in node-positive situations, and talk about the various assays? This lady had the 21 gene score and was part of the trial that was looking at more at that, but there's also the 70 gene score, the PAM50. Maybe kind of provide a little bit of an overview of that.
Yeah, sure. I think the study that she had, the Oncotype DX recurrence score, clearly is one of the multi-gene assays that has been the most extensively studied. And it basically now is considered, I think, one of the standards for patients with node-negative, ER-positive breast cancer patients. And for me, as a medical oncologist, the thing that makes it extremely important, you know, is that we really can identify patients who are going to do very well with endocrine therapy alone and clearly would derive no benefit from chemotherapy. I think that's been the real important contribution that Oncotype has made. Oncotype from the beginning was developed using formalin fixed paraffin embedded tissue, so it was easy to do retrospective trials on older data sets like NSABP B14, B20, our node negative trials, B28, node positive trials. Southwest Oncology Group did studies. There's been a number of early studies that showed that the utility of the assay being able to work in paraffin really facilitated development. The 70 gene panel, the MammaPrint, was initially developed and had to be conducted on frozen tissues. So there were a lot of logistical barriers that really made development of that quite challenging. Now, since then, it's now available on formalin-fixed paraffin-embedded tissue, but the volume of data from clinical studies, I think, clearly lags what is there with the Oncotype DX recurrence score. The risk of recurrence score is another one based on intrinsic subtyping, the PAM50. Again, it is a newer one on the block, and so the database of studies is not as extensive. But I think when there have been efforts made to directly in different ways compare these assays, and I think they're all really looking at the same things in breast cancer. You know, how dependent is this cancer on the estrogen receptor pathway? What is this cancer's proliferation rate? And because they seem to provide very, very similar information to me, but I tend to use the study, I guess, with the most data. I will have to admit, because I'm one of the authors on the original Oncotype DX score looking at chemotherapy, I'm on the Taylor X steering committee, I do have biases that I have to acknowledge, but I think it has been a remarkably consistent test in terms of its utility and reproducibility. To me, it's gone from different data sets, different trials, different populations, and consistently you really see that it performs quite well at finding these patients who just clearly do not need and should not receive chemotherapy. And again, the others, I think, probably are doing the same thing. You always get down to, okay, in my clinic with my patient, which one will I do? I tend to try to use the same tools repeatedly. I feel like I get a better feel for them than jumping from assay to assay. So I tend to primarily utilize the Oncotype DX recurrence score when I'm trying to address that early chemotherapy yes or no question in my ER-positive patients.